As St. Mark put it, with God all things are possible. Now that leaves nothing out. And the way that you do that is you go through the layers of your mind, from the surface where the chatter is, to just below the surface where the analyzing is, the intellectual violence where you have to pick and tear everything apart, figure it all out, lower to synthesis where you see how all things are brought and held together, lower to where you quiet the mind, and ultimately coming to rest in the field of all possibilities, the limitless field. And here, in this place of rest, where you empty the mind of all thoughts and go to the space between your thoughts or the gap between your thoughts, through the process of meditation or getting quiet or chanting or prayer or whatever you want to call that activity of sitting quietly alone, twice a day at least, for 30 minutes, you will come to know God. You will find in that field of all possibilities that nothing at all is impossible. Nothing. This is the place where Jesus performed his miracles. This is the place where a Sai Baba can manifest the gift of fish and loaves. And once the people say to him, how can you do that? How can you just manifest? I don't know. He said, how can you not? He is just there. Just like looking at a pond and seeing that the essence of a pond is not the surface where all the disturbances are, but below, where you get below the disturbances. In the mind, the surface is the chatter, the endless repetition of thoughts. And you know what that is? Just an endless repetition of the inventory of beliefs that have been handed to you by other people and all of your opinions about them. When you get past those, you get to that peaceful place, that knowing. And after you get good at getting quiet and craving it, you will begin to see that not only is it meditation as a peaceful, beautiful, powerful experience, but what you bring back from the meditation is even more significant. And what you bring back is a solution of finding the key where you dropped it. What you bring back from that experience is a sense of peace and bliss and love and tolerance and kindness, all of the characteristics of your higher self, of your sacred self, instead of the characteristics of your ego. And that's the fifth and final key to higher awareness. I call it taming your ego. As you tame your ego, you no longer have the possibility of being offended. You no longer have the possibility of being angry at others. You no longer are self-absorbed. You have made the decision to be free. You are allowing, just like that blossom vanishes, you are allowing the lower self, the lower identities to vanish with the growth of the divine within you. Those five keys, erasing the past, banishing the doubt, shutting down the inner dialogue, cultivating the witness, taming the ego, those characteristics, and being able to work on those one moment, one present moment at a time, will bring you to an understanding of what Robert Frost said in his poetry. He said, we all sit around in a ring and suppose, while the secret sits in the center and knows. And the secret that sits in the center and knows is really invisible, surrounded by form. In Zen they say it's the space between the bars that holds the tiger. It's the silence between the notes that makes the music. It's not the note, it's the silence between. What allows a vase to be a vase is not the form, it's not the material. It's the space inside. If you hit and break it, the vase, all the material is still there, no vase. You have to have the space surrounded by form. That's who you are, space. Inner, divine, empty, quiet, formless, eternal space, surrounded by a garage where you park your soul. In Sailing to Byzantium, William Butler Yeats put it this way. He said, an aged man is but a paltry thing, a tattered coat upon a stick, unless soul clap its hands and sing, and louder sing, for every tatter in its mortal dress. Without that soul, without that divine, silent, empty, invisible, formless, eternal space within us, we're just tattered coats on a stick. Go within. Banish the doubt. Witness it. Get rid of all the labels. And know that you are here for one purpose and one purpose only. To find and serve God. And when you do, you'll understand what the Quakers would say at every single Sunday morning service. They said, the service begins when the meeting is over. This meeting is over. Good night. God bless you.